Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the Ohio Players would like to wish you the happiest of holidays.
Happy holiday. That's it, time of year again. And seems like it was only yesterday that I was expressing those same laments about this time of year. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. You are at the right place and at the right time. My name is Daryl Clark, and at week in and week out, we bring you news and information gathered from around the country, in some cases around the world, that's intended to inspire and empower, encourage, enlighten, and hopefully instill you to get involved and to make a difference. Today, as usual, we have a very special guest that I believe you'll truly appreciate, especially with the time of year that it is, the end of the year. And I'll hold off on, as always, who that special guest is. And just ask, if you would, to share Progressive News Weekly with a relative, friend, loved one, neighbor, someone whom you believe might appreciate getting news and information that's intended for all to be enlightened. News that's not typically heard on mainstream media. And if it is heard on mainstream, it's typically not given the time that it deserves. Or it's presented with some type of a spin politically or with some business interest in mind. In other words, some commercial interest. Of course, we here at Progressive News are commercial free at this point. And I only say this point because in the months ahead, we will be seeking sponsors who hopefully will be interested in sharing what they have with our listeners that will hopefully bring some benefit to our listeners. So, holiday season is here, and I'm hoping that you will not get caught up in the hype of spending money that you don't have, or even spending money that you do have just for the sake of commercialism. That's my true hope. Because, you know, there is a reason for this season other than just spending. And I certainly do appreciate, I appreciate the idea of a time of the year where the energy prevailing is one of love and harmony and peace. However, I did not subscribe to the commercialism of spending first and foremost as the focal point. If we, I believe, want to focus on spending, it should be on spending time to understand ourselves just a little bit better, and making a decision of who we are and what we choose to do. Because I believe that's why we are here on the planet, to really evolve with an understanding of ourselves. I truly believe each and every one of us have a special purpose. No coincidence is why we're here, every single one of us. And part of that purpose for every single one of us is to assist someone else to find out who they are. So when I think in terms of spending, I'm trying to focus more on spending time with our soul, inner being. As my friend and mentor Dick Gregory says, getting a little better acquainted with the universal God. Regardless of your religion, I'm talking about a universal God. You know, that supreme being. This isn't about the Big Bang theory, you know, versus a religious theory. And as we go into our program today, and I'm going to segue now into the topic and our guest, we're going to delve a little bit about that, delve a little bit into that. So with that said, our special guest today, who will be joining us very, very shortly, is going to be Dr. Craig Wright. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you know who Dr. Wright is. He's been a friend, a guest of Progressive News Weekly for many, many years. And I'm always thrilled when he joins us this particular time of year, because we get a little bit of an extra treat in that typically, you know, he'll talk about a year in review, and he'll also talk about a glimpse of the year ahead. So with I look forward to Dr. Wright joining us very, very shortly as we get him into the studio. And I'm sure he's looking forward to that as well for a couple of reasons, because we typically have Dr. Wright on at least every 2 months. And if I'm not mistaken, it's been, it's been at least 3, maybe 4 months since Dr. Wright has been on. So I'm truly looking forward to that. And I want you to keep in mind as we reach out to Dr. Wright now that he will take your calls on a first-come, first-served basis, and he's more than willing to give you some glimpse, you know, no charge, and this man is revered and sought after nationally and internationally, by the way. So a little gift from Progressive News to you is a brief reading of what the outlook might be for you and yours. So as we reach out to Dr. Wright now, and it's always a treat, I'm also going to ask, I'm going to also ask Dr. Wright to talk a little bit about this holiday season, because he's well-versed to do that. He's not only a numerologist, but he also is well-versed in theology as well. So as we reach out to Dr. Wright, who I believe is in studio, now, and we're in the holiday season. Typically, at this time of year, as I said, it's a special treat, because we can get a little bit of year in review and some of the things that Dr. Wright had mentioned that might have taken place. And then he often gives us a little glimpse into the upcoming year as well. So it's an extra special treat. And as always, Dr. Wright is more than pleased to, if you'd like, in your call in and let us know, give you some insight, briefly, albeit, as to the possibilities for you and or your loved ones. But what I want to do this particular program at this time of the year with Dr. Wright, and I'm going to ask him if he'd be willing, is to talk a little bit about this season. Because as I said, from my perspective, you know, I am trying to, and my family, to get a little bit away from the commercialism. And in terms of spending more time with ourself, with our inner soul, how we can evolve more. And Dr. Wright is someone that from my relationship, is someone who can speak to that. So without further ado, I am bringing to you Dr. Craig Wright, numerologist, author, counselor. He has a degree in psychology. He's well-versed in theology, and he's sought after nationally for his acumen on numerology. Dr. Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Good evening, Harold. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
How are you doing today? This evening, I should say.
Oh, yes, I'm trying to stay out of all the hectic noise and drama that's going on. But it is well with my soul. It's well with my soul.
Well, speaking of soul, I'd like to go in that direction if we can, because Dr. Wright, this time of year, you know, so many people get caught up in the media hype of, oh, I've got to run out and I've got to get, you know, this item or that item. And then often folks, you know, spend money that they don't have and find themselves for the following 5 or 6 months or even longer trying to catch up. And I was saying earlier that I like to see us focus a little bit more on our, we're going to be spending some time with ourselves and our purpose and making some decisions. So can you give us a little perspective that you have on this time of year that may be non-traditional, if you would?
Well, I think you just pretty much summed it up. This is a time of year where most people are involved in the commercialism for Christmas. Who can have the best lights and who's going to get the best gifts? But it's just a reflection of the choice we make all during the year. On the second day of creation, God separated the light from the darkness, that we get to choose whether we want to walk in the light, which is truth, wisdom, or seek materialism. And that's the challenge that we have here. We live in a world of duality. And so many people, because they're not able to keep up with the Joneses or get that special gift, they feel less than themselves. Some people even go out to commit crimes in order to, I don't know, meet the social demands and the pressures. When you turn on TV, you see the advertisements. And we're talking about buy this, buy that. But this is a time really for spirituality. Many other religions have holidays during this time because man in the early days noticed the days were getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Up until the solstice, the days are getting shorter and shorter, and people thought that the sun was going to go away. And that's why you have a lot of religious holidays that were born in ancient times during this time of year. They used to be called holy days. Holy days. Now they're called holidays. So, as you mentioned before, this is a not only this time of year, but all times of year, better spent getting in touch with your spirituality, knowing why you're here, getting in tune with your purpose on life, so you're living a meaningful, purposeful life, expressing the God power that you have within.
Dr. Wright, I appreciate that, and it was right in line with what I said. But you know, your perspective is unique, whether you know it or not. And I believe you're in touch with yourself, and so you added an informative piece there. The theological aspect, and that's so helpful when we're information based. And so with that, I'd like to get your insight on this, speaking of Christmas, because as you said, there are a number of holidays that just happen to fall in this time of year. You've got, you know, Hanukkah and, well, Kwanzaa most recently, and many other religious holidays. And, well, I don't know if, you know, our listeners in mass or just a few realize that when we talk about Christmas or the celebration of the birth of Christ, it's sort of a misnomer, because Christ actually is not known specifically to be born in this time of the year. Can you speak to that and your feelings about that, please?
If I understand your question correctly, you're asking me why we celebrate this time for his birthday when we know it's not? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, and your perspective of that, because you did mention that a number of the holidays, are celebrated, and I thought I understood related to this being a shorter time of the year. With the day aspect of the days, and at some point, you know, people were wondering if the days would disappear, and so people perhaps became more spiritual, and so there's some rationale there then for this celebration of Christmas being at this
fear.
Time.
Fear. It was fear. People were afraid the sun would never come back again because the days were getting shorter. But we celebrate from the best I can understand. The reason why we celebrate this time at his birth is because it was imposed upon us with the calendar. I believe it was the Caesars had a lot to do with that. So it was imposed. In ancient history, conquerors, when they took over a country or a people, those people had their own beliefs. They had their own religious rituals, if you will. So, you know, that's pretty much how the calendar came about. Those who studied the moon, Caesar gave them Moon Day, Monday. Those who studied and praised and believed in Thor, he gave them Thursday. Those who follow Saturn, he gave us Saturday. So a lot of the calendar that we have now came from the Romans, who were conquering, or who were vast conquerors and were seeking to harmonize and get people pretty much on the same page. But if you study the scripture and look at what was going on during the times of the birth of Christ, he was probably a Leo.
Why do you say that?
Well, if you study Christ and you study what was going on during that time, you can tell, you know, what season it was. I believe they were talking about people out in the field. You're just not out in the field in the middle of winter. And various things that are going on would point to that time of year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, do you believe that it was well founded to do that, as opposed to, for example, I was in church last week, and the the senior pastor and bishop mentioned that this is a wonderful, joyous time of year in terms of people in mass celebrating peace and harmony, more so than other times of year. And so for that alone, there's a benefit. Even though the birth of Christ is known to have been in, I believe she said April, or sometime in that, from some readings, that time frame.
Well, nobody really knows that. It's a situation where, we were pretty much more or less left with this date over time, as I mentioned before, but nobody really knows the date. But the fact that people are coming together and as you said, having these spiritual rituals and trying to make spiritual connections, that's a good thing. Like I said earlier, that's something to do every day. Every day is something we should be doing, not just for the days that are designated or indicated on the calendar, which has pretty much now become more of a business aspect, more commercial than spiritual.
Tell us some things, if you can, that occurred in 2016 that tie back to some of the things that 2016, from a numerological perspective, had indicated might occur, if you would. In other words, 2016 was the year.
Well, 2016 was a number 9 year. Go
number
on.
9 year.
I was waiting for you. I thought you were saying something.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Number 9 year. Is that and for a new year? I see we have new listeners. So when you say a number 9 year, you're adding the 2, the 1, and the 6, I suspect.
Well, you find what year it is by adding 2 + 0 + 1 + 6. That's correct.
Yeah.
And that adds up to 9. And the number 9 is this number for ending and completion.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, Daryl. I can still hear you. Hello.
Like we've lost our guest. Okay, let's go back and see what's happened with our guest. All right, well, I love live radio. This is one of the reasons. See if we can reconnect with our guest. Okay. So anyway, we are in the process of trying to catch where Dr. Wright is, and we'll be tuning right back when we have Dr. Wright on. And for those of you who are listening, if you would press 1 on your touch tone, that would be an indicator for me that you'd like to inquire of Dr. Wright based on your birth date or the birth date of a loved one, just what the weeks or months ahead might hold for them. So again, I'm just asking if you would please press 1 on your dial right now, and we'll make sure that you have that opportunity. If you would again press 1 on your dial at this time while we try to reconnect with Dr. Wright. All right.
Hello?
Dr. Wright, are you there?
Yes,
we are.
I could hear you the whole time.
Oh,
But apparently you
okay.
couldn't hear me.
Nope. Technical challenges of live radio. So, yeah, our listeners are lining up. So, if you would, can you give us a little bit of something, something, as we say sometimes, about, 2016, and you were saying it's a number 9 year, which indicates, and I'll hand it back to you, the mic over to you.
Sure, Daryl, if you want to look back over last year was a 9 year, and the number 9 is a symbol for endings and completions, which we had quite a few. One of which marked the end of the Obama administration. There were a lot of relationships that came to an end. The number of people transitioning back to spirit state is always higher than the number 9 year. Information about the number 9 can be found in the story of Job. That's the guy who had everything and lost it all. So the number 9 precipitates a lot of drama. It's also associated with selfless giving. So we saw a lot of people rising to causes and seeking to bring about brotherhood, bringing people together in love.
Well, you're spelling out the way my year was evolving at this point. Definitely a year of transitions and completions, endings, completions. Anything other than the Obama administration that you saw that aligned with what the numbers might indicate?
No, just the end of it. The number 9 brings endings and completions.
Let me then ask, generally speaking, because I want to get to the callers. And again, callers, if you're dialing in through the computer or if you haven't done so yet and you'd like to share a birth date with Dr. Wright such that he might be able to give you some potential insight to what might be in store for you and or a loved one, you'll press 1 on your dial right now, and then myself or our engineer will put you in queue to ask Dr. Wright any question you might have or just for a general idea of what might occur in the weeks or months, a year ahead. Please press 1 on your dial. Okay, so with that said, what do you generally see for 2017, generally speaking?
Daryl, I thought you never asked. 2017, 2 plus 0 plus 17 adds up to 19, and 19 is a symbol. Okay, it's important for those who may not know about numerology to understand that numbers are different from figures. We use figures for measuring on the material plane. How tall are you? What was your check? What's your address? But numbers reveal spiritual quality. And the number 19 is a symbol for love, marriage, rewards, new beginnings, and obstacles overcome. The number 19 is known as the love vibration, and marriage under the 19 is very fortunate. Happiness.
Dr. Wright, we just lost audio. Dr. Wright, I don't know if you can. Dr. Wright, we just lost audio. So if you can hear me. Dr. Wright, if you can hear me. Need to know that we're going to have to back up. Dr. Wright. Dr. Wright. Okay, that's untimely. Very untimely. Okay. Well, we're going to let me just go to my engineer because I think we're going to have to reconnect with the call. We're going to have to reconnect with the call. Dr. Wright, I'm going to call you back. I'll have our engineer call you back because we cannot hear what you're saying. So we're going to drop the call for now and then call you back because I cannot hear you. That's all right. We will reach back to Dr. Wright, and I see the lines are starting to pop here, and we will get to you all. We'll extend the program if we have to. So let's reach back out to Dr. Wright and see if we can get a better connection right now. Okay, let's see what we have. Dr. Wright?
I'm here.
Okay, we lost you. I don't know if you could hear me saying, Dr. Wright, we can't hear you. Did you hear me?
No, I was cut off.
Yeah, the last I heard was, it's a year of love, marriage, rewards, obstacles overcome. And then you began to break up where there was no audio whatsoever. So I apologize for that. I'm not sure what technical problem was, but could you reiterate again where you were going with that? Obstacles overcome.
Yes, we're talking about 2017, and I'm sharing what the energy is for the new year ahead. New starts,
okay.
New beginnings. It's the number one year. Obstacles can be overcome. It's symbolized by the sun. The sun can either nurture or destroy. And that reflects, the world of duality that we live in. So really, the way we will experience energy will be dependent upon our own inner vibration.
So when you say our own inner vibration, is that attitude come to play in that? Towards
sure.
Things?
You know, some people are half. The glass is half full. Some people are the glass is half empty. Some people wake up every day and all they see is negative, negative, negative. So it depends on our perspective how we are going to experience the day.
So in the year
2017. Or the energy for the year.
And then with this being a 19 or a 1 year with that duality that you speak of, the opportunity for nurturing or destroying, it would be ever important, I believe I'm hearing you say, especially in 2017, to have a positive attitude on things, even
yes,
more so than ever.
Those who indulge their own personal desires could cause difficulties for others, broken engagements, and troubled contracts and loss of personal possessions. The future looks very uncertain to someone who uses a number 19 energy negatively. So it's important to keep a positive outlook, to keep faith in your own abilities, and then you can achieve whatever goals you pursue.
That's encouraging. That's encouraging. And I would suggest for our listeners, with that said, for those who have loved ones who are not listening or tuned in, that you might pull their coattail, because we probably all know someone or someones who tend to have that kind of a perspective that's not so positive. And with what Dr. Wright has said, we'd want to, if at all possible, curtail the possibility or probability or potentiality of, you know, an individual, be it ourselves or especially a loved one, bringing on harm to themselves simply because of an attitude. Now, we can't change someone. I mean, a person's going to be who they are. But we can at least show them where the water is and hope that, you know, they'll cool their palate. So with that said, can I intervene for a moment and take a call? Because I know that's one of one of your favorite parts of the program, Dr. Wright. We have a 718
number.
That
is my favorite part.
I know from the years that we've been at this. We have a 718 number. 718, I won't go into the rest of your number. You are on the line. It looks like a New York number. Are you there?
718.
Hello. All right.
Hello.
Would you like to share a birth date of yourself or a loved one to get some perspective from Dr. Wright, or do you have a question or comment for Dr. Wright?
Yes, I'd like to know what my birthday has significance and going forward into 2020. My birth date is September 14th. 1935. My name is Ronald Crenshaw.
Okay, Ronald, what we're doing on the show today is providing people with brief samples. If you really want to get some in-depth information, you can visit my website at Craig E. Wright, that's CraigEWRIGHT.com. If you want some in-depth information. But let's take a look at your birthday. You're born on the 14th, and the number 14 is an ancient symbol for the scribe. So 14s are here to deliver inspired messages to the rest of us. Inspired messages. 1 + 4 = 5. That means you're a change agent. If we add your month, day, and year, 9 and 14 is 23. Your year adds up to 18. 1 + 9 + 3 = 5. 18 and 23 is 41, and 4 + 1 is also 5. So when we add day and year, we also get a number 5. Okay. When you have 5,
Dr. Wright. Dr. Wright, we're starting to lose you here.
Yeah.
I can hear you fine.
Okay, now I can hear you. But we were just starting
budged.
To break up there. Okay.
I haven't
All
budged.
Right.
I don't know what the problem is.
Yep. So we apologize for the technical challenge, but you were mentioning that it's a change agent, and that his month and his date and his month, date, and year both equal 5, and that's where we began to break up. So the significance of both of those equaling 5 is what?
The 5 is a symbol for freedom.
Say it again, please. The 5 is for?
5 is for?
Freedom.
Freedom. Oh.
Freedom.
Interesting.
Yes, it's a symbol for freedom and change.
And change. Oh, really?
Yeah, so you are God's change agent. A lot of entrepreneurs operate under the number 5 vibration. But basically, 5s are here to communicate new ideas. Now, I don't know if you wrote the book yet, Ronald.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay, well, you've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Start and stop and start and stop. So your main challenge is follow through.
Right.
Sticking to a task until it's completed.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason why you're still here.
Really?
There's work to be done.
I see.
So it's time to write the book.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
I see.
Like I said, this is just a brief synopsis.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot of time, so I have to cut to the chase.
Sure, sure. That's fine. That's fine.
If you're interested in getting a fuller, more in-depth reading or analysis on your numbers and your birthday, feel free to visit my website at www.craigewright.com.
Craig W. V. Wright.
And I will.
It's Craig. C R A I G.
Right.
E. That's my middle addition. And my last name is Wright with a W. W R I G H T. Craig.
ewright.com. Okay, great, great. I'll do that.
Yes, it's very important that you follow through.
Uh-huh. And write that book, huh? Okay. All right. I'll struggle to do that.
Well, that's not the right attitude to have.
Well, meaning
since that's what you came here to do, your soul is well equipped.
I see. Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Oh, I write.
You're
going to
be very pleased with yourself when you do.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ronald.
Thanks for
a blessed day, sir.
Ron,
you too. Thank you,
Ronald.
Yes.
Thank you for calling, Ronald.
Sure.
We appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
Ron, I think you'd have to admit he read you pretty well. Ron is actually one of our regular guests, and he does political correspondence and he's basically a historian of sorts. And so he's been a guest on the program. I was really surprised. I didn't know that was Ron calling in to hear him. So you're absolutely correct. He has more than a book inside of him, because the numbers, just like when you're on the program, Dr. Wright, the lines blow up because they just want to hear his historical perspective, especially from African-American perspective, going all the way back to the motherland on how we got here. So he has so many books in him. It's amazing. You read him very well. And I think anyone that's heard Ron on the program in the past would agree. So you're on point. Let's go to our next caller. We have a 908-239. You're on the air, please.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello?
I'm from Jersey. Hi.
Hey, Emma.
Hi, Daryl. How,
How are you? You know, when I think about Emma, you're one of our regular listeners for many, many, many years, and it's been so many months since I've talked with you. I know you're tuning in, a year or more since we've actually had you actually, speak. But I think you really can appreciate what Dr. Wright has
yes, I do.
Over
yes,
the
I can.
Years
yes.
Because of
yes,
the
I
scenario
definitely do
that
appreciate
happened with
Dr.
you.
Yes, I definitely do.
So go ahead.
Dr. has been doing and helping people over the years, which is a wonderful thing. I'm not going to hold you. I just want to pin it down to two birthdays. Mine is January the 26th, 1961. And I want to know what my career outlook it will be. My area of focus is social work. And then I want to also know about my husband Ron's career outlook. And his birthday is November the 18th, 1940. Bye.
Okay, I'll be glad to answer those questions, but I can't do that in the context of this show.
Absolutely.
That would take a while. But basically, you're an old soul. You've been old many times before. Your day and your year are both 8. 2 plus 6 is 8. Your year adds up to 7, which is awesome. Which is also 8. It's about getting alone by yourself, going into prayer, and seeking guidance. Spending time alone in meditation and prayer. And you will be guided through the inner voice. It's also about forgiveness for you. Forgiveness. This life experience is about forgiveness. In terms of career, the number eight is always the boss. So you have an entrepreneur, head of department, supervisor, but your greatest gift is your advice and counsel. If people listen to your advice, they will be liberated. They'll be set free. A selfless giver. So he may be a spender and you're a saver. It may manifest that way. He may be helping you. You may be asking him, why are you giving away from us? That's another guy. He has a guy in his face. Why is he selfless giver? Give, without thought of return to me. And that can be kind of successful.
I'm sorry, you were fading in and out, but I think I got the gist of it.
Okay. Sorry about the fading.
That's absolutely fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hello. Hello.
I'm still on. I'm
Hello. Daryl, looks like I lost you again.
All right, looks like we've lost. Emma, are you there?
Hi, Daryl, I'm here.
Yeah, we lost Dr. Wright.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
All right, let's, I don't know what's going on. He must have some very good information. We're going to pick it back up. Yeah,
okay,
we don't go away that easily.
It's so good to hear your voice, though. My goodness.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice as well. Let me see what's going on with Dr. Wright here. We'll get him right back for you so we can get Ron squared away. But so far, it looks like he's reading you pretty well.
Kind of, sorta.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get him back on. Doc, let's see here. Dr. Wright?
I'm here.
All right. We lost you again, but we don't go away that easily for the – whatever energies are out there trying to intervene. But we have Emma back. We don't go away that easily. Emma's back waiting in the wings to hear you continue with your reading. Emma, where did you finish? What was the last that you heard from Dr. Wright, what he was speaking of?
He did say to be in prayer and with God, directly asking for guidance.
Okay.
So I received that one.
Yeah, all right. It's all about new beginnings for you in the new year.
Okay.
You're going to be entering a number one year in 2017, specifically the number 46.
Number what?
46.
Oh, okay.
You might want to give me a call after the show, okay?
I definitely will.
Yeah, because for some reason I keep getting cut off. You can't hear what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. My connection is still showing up on the phone, but I can't hear you guys.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, let's try another, Dr. Wright, and see if we can get some headway in here. So we have Zena. Zena, you're on the air. You're talking with Dr. Wright.
Hi, Daryl. How Dr. Wright? How are you?
Good.
Hey, my name is Zena. My birthday is August 3rd, 1965.
Okay, 8/3/65.
Yes.
Okay, when we add up your month, day, and year, it adds up to 32. 8 + 3 = 11,
mm-hmm.
And your year adds up to 21. Did you hear any of that?
Yes, I did. I heard all of it.
Oh, just checking. The number 32 is a symbol for the ruler of all nations and people.
Okay.
The ruler of all nations and people. It's a power vibration. So you're not here to work for anyone else or have a job. You're here to be an entrepreneur, to express, to meet, to sing, paint, dance, write, anything artistic, decorative, to use your creative abilities to bring about change.
Oh, okay.
And exercise in positions of power.
Okay. Wow.
The year that's coming up is going to bring you something you have been waiting for a very long time. So prepare for feasting and celebrating in 2017.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're going to have a number 3 year. Matches your day of birth, and that's a symbol for abundance. Great abundance. Do you have your own business yet?
No. No, I don't.
Okay, well, to the extent... Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Everything that I shared with you is kind of tied in to you actually moving on those things.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about having your own business?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
Hmm. Well,
no.
Well,
I'd say it's something to consider.
What I've shared with you is based on you exploring your entrepreneurial skills. Are you writing?
No, I don't write. No, I don't write. I'm more of I cook, and they always tell me I should open up my own restaurant. But no, I don't write.
Another gift that you possess.
Yeah.
Now we have free will, so when people ask me for readings, I'm sharing what's in their chart. Well, we have free will. You don't have to write. You don't have to start your own business. But you have all the talent, skills, and abilities to do so. And if you did, that's what would lead to your abundance.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's something I should look into.
I would think so.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely.
I would think so. Your first name is Zena?
Yes, Zena, Z-E-N-A.
Okay, that adds up to the number 19, which is a number 1. So you have all the talent, skills, and abilities to be a leader and to be an entrepreneur, not tied into any system or I'll put it this way. You came here to give orders, not to take them.
I am a supervisor.
Oh, finally we hit on something.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you have expressed your leadership.
Yes. Yes. Still here? Oh.
Zena?
Well, like
yes,
we're
yes.
We're kind of limited. We're kind of limited with time.
Yes, it's going in and out. I'm trying to. The phone is going in and out.
Well, I can hear you
okay.
Just fine.
Okay, good, good.
Zena, was there anyone else that you wanted to give a birth date for before we move on?
Yes, for my son LaShawn, and it's 6/29/96.
Okay.
He's right
the
here.
Number
okay, go ahead. He's listening.
Okay, he has a lot of the same energy that you do. He's here to be an entrepreneur, not to work for anyone else. He's here to express his artistic talent and ability. He is a 29. The number 29 is a symbol for truth and light. Truth and light. So that's what he came here to express. He may be a writer, a singer, he may be a musician, and he definitely has all the talent, skills, and abilities to run a successful business. When we add his month, day, and year, 6 and 29 is 35. His year adds up to 25. 1 plus 9 plus 9 is 6. 35 and 25 is 60. And the number 60 is service. The 6 is service and 0 is God. Many attorneys are 60s because they're here to examine, to listen, and to solve problems. He's a rescuer.
Yeah, he is.
Is he in school?
Yes.
What are you studying?
I'm in education right now.
That's good. Sixes are here to teach, counsel, nurture. In the New Testament, Jesus turned 6 vats of water into wine. So that story tells us about the number 6. It was at a wedding. So you will enjoy family gatherings. This is probably one of your favorite times of the year, Christmas, Thanksgiving, when family gets together. You probably are a good cook and have a good appetite.
Yes.
But the main focus of the story was the rescue. The rescue. You're here to be of service, to teach, counsel, nurture, give advice, and rescue people in need. And you'd be able to hang your own shingle, as it were, if you stayed in school to the point where you got a degree, you'd be able to become a counselor or an attorney, someone who helps people who are in trouble. But you're going to be challenged to stand on your own, okay, to stand on your own and become a leader.
That's great. That's great. That's more of his focus. And he's always just trying to help people. So that is his focus.
Yes, that's what he's here to do.
Yeah, he's a little stuck. He's a little stunned at what you told him.
Nurture, give advice, and rescue people in need. He's a number 6. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on the 15th. 1 plus 5 is 6. So 6s are here to be of service, to put others ahead of themselves. Just gotta watch the type and amount of food he eats and keep an exercise regimen.
Yeah. That's yep. He said he's freaked out right now. And you hit it right on the nose. That's definitely him.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
very
welcome.
That was right on the nose
thank
for
you.
Both of us. My husband wants to also thank you.
You're very welcome.
I want to thank you for everything, for your guidance. A lot of things that you said have come to pass for me, so I just wanted to say thank you, and I pray that all is well with you and your family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Excellent.
Okay, yeah, you guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zena.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones.
God bless you.
All right. All right. So, you know, I have a question of someone in politics. What does it look like for our new president? I believe his birth date is June 14th, 1946.
Okay, well, 6 and 14 add up to 20, and it's a number 19 year. 20 and 19 is 39. So Donald Trump will be experiencing a number 39 year next year. And this is a vibration of love, joining with others in goodwill partnerships, messages, invitations, people seeking him out, wishing to join him, partnerships, propositions. Looks like it's going to be a great year for business for Mr. Trump.
All right.
It's
well,
a year
for him to
do something for the good of everyone else. So it's a time of helping or seeking to help. He'll have opportunities. I have to always say this because a lot of times I say stuff, people think I'm like looking into a crystal ball. But what I'm sharing is the energy and the possibilities, and I always try to keep it on the positive side. But there's a positive and a negative, if you will, for every vibration. So the positive side of the 39 year is reaching out, joining with others, building bridges, and the negative side would be the opposite of that. So, again, it's going to be a reflection of who he is, the type of year that he's going to have. But under the 39, the best thing to do is to use and to exert every effort on his part to do something to help uplift this planet. Do something for the good of someone else. Whether he'll do that remains to be seen, because we have free will. We have free will.
Okay.
Hello, are you still there?
Yes. Yes, I was just
checking
some notes there.
Just checking.
No, I apologize for that. So there's an opportunity for our new president to make a positive impact. And as you said, he has a free will as to whether he takes advantage of that opportunity. But I'm just simply pleased in terms of the best interest for all of those, you know, in our nation that you know, possibility is there. He is the new president, and he is presiding over us. And as the saying goes, you know, he's, if not the, one of the most powerful positions in the world. So I'm going to take that positive approach that you spoke of in the beginning when you spoke about a 2017 year, and you said that this is a year where our energies will bold on our outcome. And I'm going to encourage our listeners to do the same, because I know there are a lot of folks who are very disappointed, and I'm not going to say that I'm not to some extent, but on the other hand, I'm going to say that I'm pleased to say I took a positive attitude, because I didn't think a negative attitude would help. And now that I'm hearing you say that it's important that we have positive attitudes, I'm going to encourage everyone to have a positive attitude towards the potential. We understand there's dualities, and it could go either way, but if indeed there's something to what Dr. Wright has said, in that our attitudes can influence outcome, especially in 2017,
yes,
I am encouraging. co-creators?
Co-creators. So a positive attitude can help bring on positive things. If you're always gloomy, dark, complaining, nothing's ever right, that's the world you're building for yourself. But in my book, everything God made, he said, and it, this is good. And it is good. Everything he made, everything he created, he says, and it is good. But we like to judge things based on our own perspective and what's best for us, what's good and what's bad. That's just what we do.
It's interesting because you said based on what's best for us. Is it not possible that we don't always know what's best for us?
Well, that's, no, we sure don't. Not everyone. That's called self-destructive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we oftentimes don't know.
And what I'm getting at is there's another reason for a positive attitude in any circumstance. And I know it's probably easier said than done. I'm not just, you know, blue skying over here. You know, just doesn't matter what's happening. You know, just say it's okay. I'm just saying that.
People tend to forget that God is in control. We tend to give a little more credence to who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue than who's sitting high and looking low. So that's another benefit of having him in that chair, but there are a lot more people praying now.
so right there. Well, we hope, and that's part of the message for our program tonight, that if you're not part of that and you find yourself in that negative space, this would be a good opportunity. Let this be a message to move into that positive space, if for nothing else than for prayer. I would leave us with that that note. If for nothing else, in terms of a positive perspective, knowing that our thoughts create things, we can delve into prayer as we go into 2017. Prayer for the best for all who are under the sun. Dr. Wright, we thank you so much for when you come on and you share with us enlightening perspectives from a numerological aspect. And the website, again, is Craig, C-R-A-I-G-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And I encourage, you know, everyone who was not able, and that's .com, CraigEWright.com. I encourage everyone, and Dr. Wright, that's the website, correct? Dr. Wright?
Yes, it is. www.worldwideweb.craigewright.com.
Okay. If you had mentioned that you wanted one of the listeners, I believe it was Emma, to call. Did you want to leave a number out or no? Just go through the website.
Sure. I can give a number, although it is at the website. My phone number is 443-739-6203. And again, I just want people to know, you know, these are brief things that I'm sharing with you. Every letter in your name has a meaning, and every number in your birthday does as well. My shortest reading, Daryl, runs between 9 and 15 pages long, depending on how many letters you have in your name. So it's fun, it's exciting to say, oh, he got me, oh, he hit me. But if you really want to get in depth and get in tune with what's going on with your life spiritually, please feel free to visit the website and check out the services that I offer if you want to get something in-depth, something with a little more meaning.
All right. We thank you for that. And I'm a testament to the importance of an expanded version myself, and I've seen readings with similar birth dates, for example. But when you break into the name, for example, you can get something with a significant skew. And I'll give you an example: LaShawn, our friend Zena. That's as you may remember, Dr. Wright. That's my birth date, not the year. Of course, it's about 40 years difference on the year. but that's my birth date. And so with that said, would that not be an example? Even though we both share 629, you have to delve a little further when you look at his 96 versus my 56 and then his LaShawn versus my Daryl. I'm sure that there's a significant or some difference there that would lead.
Definitely. 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 The only thing would be the same would be the fact that you both are 29, which means you're here to be a light, to share wisdom and knowledge. It's also an entrepreneur vibration. So 29s have all the talent, skill, and ability to have their own business, such as you are expressing.
Is that something I need to just continually stay with? I'm asking it sort of rhetorically because we've had discussions over the years.
The day of birth, the month, the day, and the year are symbols for our gifts. The name is a symbol for what we said we were going to do with the gifts. Each of us has a contract with the Creator before we're formed in the womb, like the prophet Jeremiah. So the 29 is your gift. So you can't separate. You cannot separate yourself from your gift.
It's just there, and just know that, right? So the 629 is my gift. My name,
Daryl. Let me give you an example of the number 29. Okay. If you look at the word radio, I mean that's what you do. You do radio. You share wisdom, knowledge, light. The letter R is the 18th letter of the alphabet. And if we add 1 plus 8, it gives us 9. The letter A is the first letter. So that's already a number 1. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, just
yes,
checking.
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you
cutting
well.
Off, on and off. The letter D is the fourth letter of the alphabet. So that's a number 4. See how simple this is? The letter I is the ninth letter of the alphabet. So that would be a 9. When we have double digits, we add them together. So O is the 15th letter. So 1 plus 5 is what, Daryl?
Plus 5 is 6.
It's really that
you're
simple.
You're asking me a question.
It's really that simple. So radio is 9, 1, 4, 9, 6. 1 plus 9 plus 1 is 10, plus 4 is 14, plus 5 is 23, plus 6 is 29, which
wow.
is your day of birth.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Which is
2 plus 9 11? Is 11. Look at the word light. The word light, L-I-G-H-T. L is the 12th letter. 1 plus 2 is 3. I is the 9th letter of the alphabet. G is the 7th letter. H is the 8th. T is the 20th. 2 plus 0 is 2. So the word light is 3 plus 9 plus 7 plus 8. Plus 2, which adds up to 29. So you use the radio to shine your light. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Reflecting, and I can hear you well.
Excellent, excellent. So that's how it works. That's how it works. Every letter is symbolized by the number, you put the numbers in, you add it up, and it provides you with an insight as to what your gifts are.
And what determines what the potential is in the months or weeks or the year ahead.
Well, there's no difference. Every number has a meaning. So if it's a number one month, that stands for leadership, we have a chance to exercise leadership. If it's a number two month, when we hold up two fingers, that's the peace sign. So we have a chance to bring about peace and harmony. Three is a symbol for expression, youth, and abundance. So the three gives us a chance to speak up, gives us a chance to change our look, and it brings financial increase. The number four stands for work in order. So a 4 month will require us to work harder. Incidentally, the number four is one of your challenges. So that's a challenge to follow through, to stick to the work until it's done.
Now, when you say that's a challenge to follow through, are you speaking
yes.
generically or are you speaking for Daryl?
I'm speaking for anyone who was born 629. Their challenge is a number four.
Okay.
Four
That's
stands for work, order, system, following through, sticking to the task until it's done. So if you have an idea, your only challenge, no matter what your idea is, the only challenge that you have is following through. If you do, you can manifest anything you desire.
Regardless
the key
of the
is
obstacle,
not
huh?
Stopping.
Don't give up.
The only obstacle is following through.
Well, I certainly
using the word
that.
using the word obstacle shows what a challenge it is for you. It's an obstacle. Obstacles sound like things you can't overcome. No, it's just a challenge. That's all it is. It's an opportunity. That's all it is. It's not an obstacle. It's a challenge and an opportunity for greatness. Once you know what the challenge is, it's no longer a stumbling block. It's a stepping stone. Now you know if you keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny, you can achieve anything you want. That's not an obstacle. That's an opportunity to get started on your dreams. That's what that is.
Well, again, this has been enlightening and encouraging and empowering, and that's what we're about. Tell us, you have radio opportunities for listeners to listen to you, Dr. Wright?
Well, right now I'm on 88.9 FM here in Baltimore. You can, I guess, go online, put 88.9 FM, Morgan State University Radio, and wherever you are, they have a live streaming opportunity, and I'm on Fridays at 8:40 a.m. It's a call-in show. You can call in and give your birth date, just like people were doing here. And I welcome them to
okay.
do so.
All right. Well, we will certainly be tuning in and Googling Morgan State U, 88.9, Fridays, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Excellent. Well, Dr. Wright, I just want to wish the best to you and your loved ones for a happy and healthy and prosperous new year. May these holidays be the merriest ever for you and yours. And I truly mean that from my heart. It's been a joyful journey partnering with you over these many years. And truly, I'm glad for it. And I know our listeners
well,
are
thank you
as
very
well.
Much, Darren. I feel the same way. Looking forward to 2017. It's time for new beginnings. Fresh starts. I put some challenges out there to your callers. I challenge them to see if they're going to use their gifts to their highest potential. Wasn't trying to embarrass anyone, but just trying to give them that little push to get out there and be great. A lot of the reason that we're suffering such high unemployment is because the people who came here to start businesses decided once they got here they weren't going to do it. The answers and the solutions are here on the planet. We just need people to step up and walk in their light.
Wow.
Like you're doing.
The gift has been given. It's a matter of utilizing it.
Exactly.
And for me, I've got some follow through that I need to be focusing and working on. And I truly appreciate that. And I think you've hit that that nail right on the head. And I'll be very frank with you right on public radio. So I thank you for that. And we'll look forward to that opportunity. Truly will.
Okay, Darrell.
I think it's,
thanks again.
I think it's going to be all right.
Okay, Darrell, always a pleasure. Looking forward to the next time.
Same here. And we're looking forward to having you back soon. Hopefully, maybe in the next month, you can give us a little bit more outlook for 2017. Thanks again, Dr. Wright.
Okay, Darrell.
Well, listeners, thank you. If we didn't get to you, we'll certainly catch you on the next go-round. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Take a stroll through your mind. You might be surprised at what you find. I believe that was a Temptations cut, if I can date myself. But truly, spend this holiday season. Spend large and wide with some time for you to explore your inner self, get to know you a little bit better, to touch base with that all have. And I didn't know Dr. Wright was going to go there today. I had no idea. I don't know. We don't pre-plan our interviews. And so it's interesting that at the top of the program, you know, I said, I believe everyone has a gift. And I do believe that. And, well, from Dr. Wright's perspective, and he's well-versed, well-educated, and well-experienced, which I give as much credits to as book learning, because I believe experience is wisdom, and I give wisdom as much value or more than any book learning. And so Dr. Wright brings that to us, and he expressed very clearly, very I believe vehemently that we all have gifts. We need to find out as best we can what those gifts are. And then last and as important as anything, we need to utilize those gifts. So with that said, until next week when we have another hopefully, and I believe, riveting program for you to enjoy, I want everyone who celebrates Christmas, have the merriest Christmas ever. Spend that special time with your loved one. Understand the reason for the season. Not so much that Jesus Christ, if you're celebrating Christmas, was born on Christmas Day or in January or April. It's about why he came here. And so let's express that first and foremost in ourselves, in that joy, that energy that resides within us, and then let's exude that to all those around us, especially our loved ones, our family members. Let's just overflow them with the joy and love that we have inside of us. And for whatever other holiday that you might celebrate during the season, may it be engulfed with love and joy. And then you exude that to your loved ones as well. And so until the next time, I just want to say, I believe, keep your faith and the best is yet to come. Thank you.
you the moonlight. Love will set us free. If we just believe, the best is yet to come. Show me your smile, I'll fill it with laughter. That will light your mind. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come. Can you see what I see on the road ahead? Do you know there's a new life ahead? And I'll give you heaven. Love will set us free.